backstick in.
Yeah.
The other day.
Yesterday evening I put three more in.
What did you call that when you went this way?
Walked them in.
Just walked them
walking them in.
Some people have a board across there.
Yeah, a mantle board.
Put things in.
The mantle board, they usually have clock on sitting on the mantle board too.
And this, the bricks out in the front, you just
carved
the
brick.
Well, this is a real luxury to be able to sit here in front of an open fire, you know.
I haven't seen too many, have you?
No, well, my brother's got three fireplaces where he lives, but they can't afford to buy wood. He lives in New Orleans.
Lives in New Orleans.
The wood costs a fortune.
Right here in this country, it's about $40 a cord.
Is it that much?
Yeah. $40 a cord.
Well, you can just imagine what it is in the city, you know, by the time you haul it in there, you just can't. He really loves a fireplace, but he can't. He uses gas to heat with instead of the wood.
Well, it's cheaper, I imagine, than. Of course it is.
Well, the gas is a whole lot handier.
Of course it would.
You don't have to tote no ashes out and you use gas.
It's not as nice a fire.
No. Open fireplaces is heap healthier than
gas. On a gloomy, rainy day,
I'm going to tell you another little something. Talking about how people used to do and help one another, I'm going to tell you a little something now. My wood's not costing me a thing but getting it cut, and the boy don't charge me for cutting it. My boy cuts it, and he cuts it off the other man's land. Now, man lives in Tupelo, got I don't know how many acres. That little patch right out there you see right out there belongs to him. That road that comes along there is about the line. And he come over here last winter, him and his wife, brought two pop saws. He used one of them, she used the other, cut some wood and loaded it up on pickup, took it over there. And I plant peanuts out there on that place. The people that own that land before he bought it give me a garden spot out there. Told me to just clear it up. I could use it as long as I wanted to. And when he bought it, then that changed the story, you see. But I wrote him a letter and told him about that. And first thing I knowed, he come over here. But he didn't come just for that. He just come over here to look over the place and so forth and so on. And so, I never seen the fella. And he told me who he was. As soon as he drove up out there, I had an idea of him, but I never seen him. But something just told me that was him. And I told him when I wrote to him about the lady giving me a garden spot out there as long as I wanted. And I said, that's the piece of land right there that I wrote to you about. He says, it is. I said, sure is. Well, he says, you can use it just as long as that it belongs to me, you're welcome to use. And I plant peanuts out there.
Nice.
So last winter, he come over here, him and his wife, to cut a load of wood. And I saw him in the past and happened to know, knew who he was, and I heard the saws running right over there. I weighed up a sack of peanuts, walked up there where they was. He said, hey, what you got in that bag? I said, I'm not going to tell you. I just take a look and see for yourself. He looked in that and handed them back.